I'm Carmen Norris, and you are listening to the Bad Alibi Podcast. Dear Blakely, how's prison treating you? Like crap, I hope. I know that you probably have way too much time on your hands and are bored of doing nothing but listening to the rambunctious screams of the other prisoners. So I'll make this brief so you can get back to all that. I don't know when it started for you, but for me it was about 3 years ago when my fourth true crime book came out. My book signing was canceled due to the weather, so since I was all dressed up anyway, I decided, hey, what have I got to lose? And went to our 10-year class reunion. He glared in my direction from the moment I walked into the door. And no, I don't mean through the door. You pretended not to notice me, but I'm sure you remember how I walked into the glass door that had a large welcome sign right on it. I wasn't in high school anymore, but I could still announce my presence in the most awkward, fail-worthy ways. It was enough to take me right back to ninth grade, where I bumped into you, and you got James to tag along as he followed me around threatening me. It ended up with me weakly saying, just leave me alone, right before you smushed potatoes in my hair. As if I wasn't mortified enough already. I left school one class early because I was tired of the whispers and stares. And that's when I saw James being shoved into the back of my dad's car. I knew the type of man my dad was and never said anything for it. Too many reasons to name. But fast forward to the class reunion. I saw that after all those years, it was like you still had this hatred for me that was displaced, never ending. I knew then I couldn't let it go unchecked any longer. So I planted the bodily remains of your old pal James in your apartment, left the police an anonymous tip, and now I hear more bodies of yours have been discovered, and you're looking at the death penalty. I just wanted to say farewell and screw you. You treated me horribly, and I wasn't going to let it continue into adulthood. What did I do to deserve all that anyway? Was it because I was a weird kid? A teacher's pet? Or because of that one time in middle school when I set the bathroom on fire and blamed you for it? None of it makes any sense. Well, anyways, I hope you learn to stop being so hateful for no reason. It's a real sickness, you know?